And this week, we're taking time to pay tribute to Cliff Mitchell, who passed away last week, a longtime farm broadcaster here at the radio station for 56 years, a longtime National Association of Farm Broadcasting member as well. And this morning, we have a chance to go to the Red River Farm Network, and Mike Herger, longtime broadcaster, Hall of Fame broadcaster with the NAFB, past president as well. And Mike, we appreciate your time and joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Joe. I commend you and applaud you for doing this. It's always great to recognize people that I think maybe only come along once in our lifetime, and I think Cliff was one of those people.
And my interaction was very limited, and I thought, well, there's a lot of folks who had a lot of interaction with Cliff over the years, and Mike, he really put his stamp on farm broadcasting over his time.
He certainly did. In fact, I got to tell you, Joe, I kind of felt sorry for you having to be the person that followed Cliff. I'm sure you still run into farmers and listeners that comment about how he used to do it every day. My first job as a farm broadcaster was back in the mid-1970s, and I worked for a fellow there by the name of Al Karstens, who had some roots up in Melrose in that area, and the Bruton area as well. And Al would always mention, well, you ought to talk to Cliff Mitchell, you know. And I remember back then I was in Albert Lea, Minnesota, and we instituted a feeder pig report on the radio. And, of course, again, Al said, well, Cliff Mitchell does this way. And so, yeah, he was, I don't think he ever thought about competition. He was very willing to share what he had learned in the radio business, and I think he picked up ideas from the rest of us, and he was just a joy to work with and get to know.
And that's what I've learned since 2009. You kind of hit the nail on the head, where no matter what event I've gone to, local, statewide, or even a national event, every single event since 2009, somebody has asked, how is he doing? Well, what have you heard? What is he up to nowadays? I mean, so I've gotten a chance to understand his impact, too, over this time.
You know, Joe, every farm broadcaster, every broadcaster, I guess, has a different style. And his was, I hate to say it, but I wonder sometimes if it's kind of a lost art. He had a personality. A lot of us are probably more dollars and cents oriented or just stick to the facts. He gave you the facts, but also gave you that personality. And the thing that I wished I was as good at, I believe he interviewed people as a farmer. He would ask the questions of you that he knew his audience want answers to. For instance, I mean, you never really could prepare for one of Cliff's interviews. You never knew where he was coming from. I remember one time we got into an interview and he got rid of the preliminaries, you know, and at one point he threw me a curve and said, now, you're in Grand Forks, North Dakota there, up in northeast North Dakota. How deep are the wells there? Well, I have no idea, Cliff, but, you know, that's the kind of guy he was. He was but very quick-witted. I'm sure he made an excellent MC. He just had a great gift that, like I said, I don't see enough of in radio these days.
Mm-hmm. Mike Hergert joining us this morning, a farm broadcaster at the Red River Farm Network. And you remember those chance meetings at, like, NAFB conventions and stuff? I know a lot of folks we have talked to already, and they always said it was a highlight to go get interviewed by Cliff or anything like that during Kansas City times.
Absolutely. You know, it was, I remember the first few times, I probably was on his morning show, Aunt Sarah's Party Line, three or four times over the years, and he'd come, you know, the night before with his business card, and on the back of that business card, of course, was his room number, and you'd get there, and Ellie, his wife, would have the donut holes and coffee and take pictures, and I'm sure those are some of the pictures you've got. She was what a fan she was of Cliff, and just it was you know, nowadays you'd probably call that an executive assistant, but she wouldn't think of not being there to help him. But, you know, I remember a few years too, Joe, after I had been invited, and probably while I was an NAFB officer, that's why he invited me probably, and, you know, I kind of felt left out after, you know, I found out other people got invited to his room the next morning, and I didn't. So it was almost something you really, really strive for. The other kind of a humorous thing I'll always remember about Cliff, we've ever since I was involved in NAFB, probably since, I joined in 78, I think it was the early 70s, if I'm not mistaken, we've always had our convention at the same hotel in Kansas City, and for many, many years, they served the most, I don't know how to say this nicely on the radio, but the salad dressing on the salads was really not to anyone's liking in our group. You know, we're a bunch of farm broadcasters. We kind of like meat and potatoes and salad dressing that looks like salad dressing and tastes like it. Well, Cliff, I think one year or maybe a couple years, he'd before the meeting, he'd go to Kraft over in Melrose and bring the little individual packets of salad dressing, and I bet he had half the dinner tables supplied with real salad dressing. So I think he really endeared himself to a lot of members with that move.
So now we can officially confirm the story, because Bob Bosold shared that same exact story last week. So
yeah, no, he was a peach. He'll be missed. I always admired him. And the other thing, 50, how many years at KASM?
Yeah, 56.
Unbelievable. I mean, to stay sharp and stay viable, even in different jobs for that many years is amazing, and to have people follow him like they did, and then multiply that and the fact that he kept serving the same audience, he's an institution. I wish the family all the best, and I don't think there'll be a tear shed. The guy was just, he made you feel good to be around.
Mike Herger joining us, fellow farm broadcaster from the Red River Farm Network. Well, Mike, I sure appreciate your time and sharing a few stories and thoughts about Cliff. Thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity, Joe, and keep up the good work. Cliff's smiling on you. I'm sure he is.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks again. Have a good day now. Mike Herger joining us this morning here on KASM Radio as we pay tribute to Cliff Mitchell, who passed away last week, and doing so by talking to some of his fellow farm broadcasters from over the years. And also, Noontime News will feature Congressman Colin Peterson, who had many chances to talk to Cliff. He'll join us and share his stories and memories. Also, on Noontime News.